Blog Talk Radio.
You hear sirens and semis pop. Judah keep vexing Ephraim. When will the envy stop? No love for any cops. That's what got Kenny shot. Y'all drinking Henny shots. I'm investing in penny stock. They give me props. Rapping, teaching, debating, unity while Satan trying to weaken the nation. Cops in my community kill us with every opportunity. No justice or peace, the police get immunity. Look, rubber bullets and riot suits when they gear up, asking where the love went, cause judgment is near us. And kids rather pour up a foe and sip the syrup than learn about how the black Moors ruled in Europe. We divided by economic material schisms. My people are serial victims of imperialism. I tell the truth in the booth, boy, my pen no lie. They love the Hebrew Israelites after N-O-I. Let's pray. I pray Abba Naba Yahweh rise. I pray for your grace and everything that you shall provide. I pray every day that you teach me how to strive to put my trust in you, cause in you is where the power lies. My people are dead and pumped with formaldehyde. I pray every day no excuses or alibis. I pray that every last one of these cowards die. I pray all of this in the name of Yahweh Shai. Can't feed the blessed, don't need distress, so I fast and I rest instead. Cold sweats in the bath, trying to grasp as I sat in bed. In my dream I had a twin, he stabbed me to death and fled. Visions of a pale horse and a dragon with seven heads. Vagabond Babylon being watched by the Lord. Can't even stop by the store, cause on my block it's a war. Jehovah Witnesses don't even knock at my door, cause they know they false doctrine will get chopped by my sword. Yeah, I'm with the lyrical or the spiritual murder play. I see some ravenous wolves leading the herd astray. My homie's mom's a tweaker, I watch him survey. I'm numb to this game and the pain, I'm an invertebrate. When the Messiah comes, serve, we gon' witness the sun purge. He coming back to judge every idle and dumb word. My team always moving in silence, we unheard. The elite wanna converge on the elect and the one-third. I pray, Abba Naba Yahweh rise. I pray for your grace and everything that you shall provide. I pray every day that you teach me how to strive to put my trust in you, cause in you is where the power lies. My people are dead and pumped with formaldehyde. I pray every day no excuses or alibis. I pray that every last one of these cowards die. I pray all of this in the name of Yahweh Shai.
I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints, and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishment on those people. Divide their kings for change.
If only I could spread my wings and fly away, I'd escape this place right away and be gone, vanished without a trace. This is where I stay. It ain't safe for kids to go out and play. No matter if it's night or day, you can be hit by a stray. So every morning when I awake, I pray for a brighter day. Don't know how much more darkness my eyes can take. Criminals populate the city, crime is at its highest rate. Growing up, I was surrounded by a lot of hate. Through the tribulations, I acknowledge that your hours break. Can't wait till he sends his son to deliver us up out this place. Babylon the Great, better known as the United States. The place that was built off of oppressing an entire race. But when them tribes awake, we about this place. Every nation under the sun gonna be more shook than a violent quake. Let's get it right, Jake, so we can take our rightful place. The 12 gates reserved for us, our paradise awaits.
Right, shalom, good evening. Welcome again to another episode of Swear Truth Presents Bible Talk. I'm Shabba, teaching here from Albuquerque, Mexico. We got a group of men that we're dealing with, for the past year. To help raise them in the spirit, power, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Most High. Tonight is a class/slash counseling. Well, we didn't be doing some of the laughing and talking, but I wanted to be able to put this on the Blog Talk, that they might be able to come back and be able to listen to this or get this together at their leisure. Plus, for whoever might not be able to tune in right at this moment, that they might be able to join us. So what I need to do is this. Yeah, I got my keys. They're on the back of the door. In my room. Okay. Thank everybody for waiting. I went and sent the link out. Sent out through text so that people can go ahead and tune in, listen in to the show, to our talk, to our conversation tonight. I'm here with the brother Debarkawa Kavlan. As a novel right now. Abijah right now is resting, recuperating right now. Shar is finishing up a route, as well as Ahmad and Jariah right now. I wanted to have it down here in the basement because I don't want the extra formal. I don't want it too casual, but I also don't want it extra formal where it's just what have you. Or just a blasting, whatever. But I just want to kind of just go over a few scriptures, and I want to get some dialogue on it. Somebody give me Matthew, and I do expect everybody to read tonight. And get a Bible, as well. Not your phone. All right, cool. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Can we turn that TV on? Would that provide some light? Without the volume. 22:29. Yes, sir. Thank you, son. Am I that? Waiting on COVID. I'm sorry. It is Matthew. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29. Right. It's just that verse.
Jesus answered and said unto them, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God."
And just that statement right there. And I want to get a dialogue started. Participation from everybody. What does that mean to y'all? I like that. I like that. And you got to speak up so it can be heard. Okay. I'm good with that too. The Barkwa. Mm-hmm.
Your understanding. Scripture is like, and like Kavon said, it is a mistake not to. It is an error not to know the power of the scriptures. Speaking on them and asking questions. I mean, not asking questions, but giving out like counsel or some sort of advice without actually having the understanding on the scripture that you're trying to give understanding on,
mm-hmm.
is what I believe that Alcha was talking about. Is, telling them that they do err. You got the understanding of Heavenly Father totally wrong. Totally wrong.
So I got to kind of bring all that together. What was just said and bring it all together. So it's not, again, you said what now? No, it's not even better. We're gonna put all this together. We're gonna understand this right now.
And you do that because sometimes I'm thinking the way he was raised, not his fucking fault, it's error. It's like it's not his fault, but it's a lack of learning. Now him after the fact you learn, then they had a better interpretation. Saying that it was an error.
Let me say this now. This isn't about right or wrong, or a better way of saying. That's why I want this kind of more like kind of informal. I want to hear y'all's thoughts. That was wrong or this was right or whatever. I want to hear y'all's thoughts, and then we got to kind of bring this all together. That's why it's a class that's counsel. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck that means. Oh, cool. Yeah. So you were saying? Ignorance of the Most High is kind of a flaw.
It true. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anything else, Gabar?
Just being ignorant of not watching, not thinking about what you're saying on the word. Very hard to have.
Okay. So in us not knowing the scriptures, we do make a lot of mistakes there.
Yeah.
Mistakes concerning what? For example, let me throw one out there. With the modern LGBTQ movement that's taking place. If there's a young man or young woman just reaching puberty and they have a sexual curiosity, with the LGBTQ movement taking place the way it is, where might this young man or this young woman make a mistake? They might think that the feelings they have, the curiosity they have, means they're gay, that God made me this way. So they can now make more choices or decisions towards leaning towards the proactive or pro LGBTQ because they don't know what. Because they don't know scriptures. So when it comes to that lifestyle choice, they'll make a mistake because they don't know what. Does that make sense? But they might really believe in their heart because they go by their feelings that now, because I feel this way, I was told, well, if you feel this way, that means you're gay. Or that means you're homosexual. Or that means that you're, maybe you're transgender.
Mm-hmm. Knowing how you feel instead of knowing your
that could be in a person thinking the next sexual encounter, right? Okay, now let's, how would a person who's straight make errors?
Yeah, they just got in my phone.
That's your crazy.
Yeah. The name could be batshit crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. But because people know how really based off the motion. She looks bad. She makes a big part. Really based off that. I like the tough up too.
So, because they don't know scriptures, because I don't know how many of y'all have heard it. How many women, and y'all might see on social media, say they want a godly man. Have y'all come across something like that? Okay. Yeah, because now they have this toxic. What the hell is toxic masculinity? You're too alpha. You're too masculine. It's got to be your way or no way. And so bringing all that to it again. This godly man. I know our definition when we came up, a godly man was a person who didn't cuss. And he went to church every Sunday.
He went to church every Sunday, never spoke ill of anyone.
Mm-hmm. Let a woman do whatever she wanted to do.
Basically,
I am woman, hear me roar.
I'm on my knees.
Right.
Like a dream.
Puts a woman on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And
that's a godly man. I mean, godly man. I was a godly man in our.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm going back to think about some of the things, some of the lies we said to women back then.
Yeah.
It was me and his one brother in the Navy. We was clowning, but we was serious at the same time. Like, girl, you so fine, I would drink your bath water. I would drink your bath water with a straw. We said as a joke, meaning that's how devoted we are to you. I mean, so it gets bad, like when you're so bad, I kiss your daddy's drawers. That's how bad you are. I'm talking love, woman. This is devotion. Anyway, I would drag my stuff through 40 miles of broken glass, swim through a pool of alcohol, get bit by 1,000 scorpions or something like that.
Run through hell with
gasoline. Run through hell with gasoline. Just to hear you fart in a walkie-talkie. That's a godly man. that you can do no wrong. You can do absolutely no wrong because I'm a godly man. I love unconditional, and I'm gonna make sure I do everything to prove to you my love, my sincerity, my devotion every single day. That's the modern definition of a godly man. That's not a biblical definition, but that would be more of like that's not even a modern day, but. That was our coming up. That was our definition of a godly man, a sensitive man, a good man. But, and then we would get into these relationships with women that were godly men. Now, we got into the Bible, started bringing scriptures. All of a sudden, now you're not the man I'm at. This ain't the man I fell in love with. I thought you was about the Bible. not about the Bible. I thought you was about God. And to be about God means you just sang a lot of songs. You knew a lot of gospel songs. If you could, if you knew, y'all ain't been to church, but you know they sing a lot of hymns at church. And they have a hymn book. It's the hymn book is almost thicker than the Bible. And it's just gospel songs. And yeah, and the number. And they go, we're going to sing this song, go to page, whatever, whatever. And you get people already had it memorized. Already had it memorized. Didn't need church to the page. They knew, I mean, it was already memorized. This is where a lot of our your R&B singers and soul singers started in church. That's where they got their start from, being able to sing like an angel, sing so well, sing so good, whatever. But that would be like the modern, that would be like a definition of somebody who's godly. Just because she goes to church, made her godly. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a godly man because she goes to church. She might have had how many lovers? I'm not going to get specific, but because she's in church, she's a godly woman. Go to church. A good woman at church. And but because we don't know the scriptures, because we go by what they say and what those things are, we use those definitions. But what according to the scripture reading right now, read it again. According to the scripture reading right now, if we read it again.
Mm-hmm. The power of God.
All right, so again, we keep making mistakes, and we can go across the board with how many times or how many mistakes we keep making because we don't know the scriptures. And then also in that scripture it says, we do err not knowing the scriptures, nor what? We really don't know the power of the Most High. We really do not understand the power of the Most High. Y'all grew up with us as Hebrew Israelites, so y'all didn't get a lot of church experience. But in the world, there's this thing that there's a war between God and the devil, and that the devil is winning. That the devil was the most beautiful angel in heaven, and when God created humans, the devil got jealous, mad, envious, and he started a revolt against God because God showed his unconditional love to us humans. And in this revolt, he got other angels to revolt with him. And then God just barely summoned up the strength, throw the devil out of heaven. And then all the ones that was with the devil, all the angels that was with the devil fell out of heaven also, and they became the demons. And then this Satan and the devil was in hell. And ever since then, there's been this war between God and the devil, and then God kind of recruited, I guess, Jesus.
And I remember a lot of talk about the devil. I know it's a real thing. The Bible was that book called. I think it's the one that showed me that was maybe Lucifer.
Right, that's the series, right. And my son and daughter, I was watching that series too, Lucifer. He got caught up into it. And I guess I really didn't teach him enough scriptures.
Right.
And he starts texting everybody, especially Uncle Padashaya, Lucifer, the goat. What? Lucifer, the greatest of all time. I would be that. Hold on. No, son. Lucifer's not the GOAT. He's not the greatest of all time. this TV show is a comedy. I stuck my toe in it. Right. Exactly. And people really believe this. And because they don't know the scriptures, they really don't really understand the power of the Most High. As y'all have been reading the book of Job, didn't Satan even have limits that God set on him that he could go? Yeah, to ask him. There wasn't a power struggle. And when God told him, you can only, okay, all he has, you can touch, just don't touch his life. Don't touch him. You don't read where the devil rebelled against him. Man, F that. Watch what I do. He did exactly what he was ordered to do. But because we don't know scriptures, a person might really have more fear of the devil, of evil, of superstitions, than they will of God, than they will of what we call, as Hebrew Israelites, the Most High. That they really have a fear and pay more respect to other things, not understanding who really is in control.
It comes from.
What do you mean?
Like you mentioned, the LGBTQ, a straight person is going to err if not knowing the scriptures, not just because he may not be in the scriptures or he may not have the understanding on the scriptures, but by the influence of the LGBTQ or SGBTQ, you know, the influence of, they would be able to take advantage of his decision making, because we make our decisions, those that do err or aren't, that don't have the understanding of scripture, we make a lot of all of our decisions are based off of emotion and impulse. So that in itself is not knowing power, which is to say you don't even understand the power of the scripture.
You're looking for me to say right or wrong, or like I'm going to get a belt or something?
Yeah. You know, the influence, that's the choice word to influence. Rather, they were influenced by society, which caused them to err.
So, in talking about influence, then, and that understanding the power of the Most High, what else will a person be influenced by? Yeah. And that the influence has more power, or more weight, or more I guess power is what I'm looking for. When it comes to a person making decisions, their decisions aren't based on what the power of God is. Their decisions are based on the influence of something else. Am I wording this properly?
That's basically how we go with a price for it. If we don't know something, it's not that we don't know what's happening. We need to figure everything out. And when something weird does happen, it's not like God did this. This is just a cause and effect, random events, karma, a bunch of different things.
True. Very true.
But someone's prepared to start
What are you going to say, Donnie?
Original goal.
what I can get right now.
Exactly.
And also the emotion.
Exactly.
The happiness that it brings. Right.
And how those
the patience, which you must have to achieve
You do err, not in the scriptures. You don't read the scriptures. You don't know what it's like.
That people look for in dealing with this, there is no patience. And to be patient, there's irritability, there's grumpiness, there's anger, there's frustration. Because I got to wait. Real quick, give me was it Romans 15:3. When dealing with the Most High and His power, part of His power.
Mm-hmm. If Christ sees not himself, neither is written, reproaches others that reproach.
I'm sorry, four. Was it five? Might be five. That's four. Verse five. The what? For now, let's read as it is, and then we'll come back and put the substitution there.
Now, the God of patience, consolation, grant you to be like-minded.
So, we're getting a clue here about God and God's power, the God of the Bible, His power. He's a God, or now we can use the word power. He's a power of what? Patience. But now, if I don't know the scriptures, and that the power of God is in my patience, how many people are sitting in jail right now because they lost patience? How many people are in some crazy relationships because they weren't? I can't be alone. My biological clock is ticking. I just can't be alone. So the first person who seems like now I asked him not to get too comfortable, and then you just. I know. And I tried to make sure I changed shirt so that I might wear my Chris shirt. Like one of the trucks. But because I lost patience, but when it comes to relationship, the first person that shows me a little bit of flattery, shows me a little bit of interest, got me hook, line, and sinker. Y'all know that saying means hook, line, and sinker? That when you go fishing, you want the fish to not only just swallow the hook, you want the fish to swallow the hook, the line, and the sinker, so it goes down in the stomach, and you jerk that hook so it catches all the internal whatever, So no matter what that fish does, he can't get off that line. As opposed to just getting on the lip. If it's on the lip, you can rip the lip. Fish got away. Well, gutting is when you actually open it up once you catch it. But you let the hook with the bait, let the fish swallow it. Let it get inside. Then once you set it, that hook catches something, now that fish can shake and do whatever it's going to do, and it can't get away. So a lot of times a person will get into a relationship because they lack patience, and they're looking for instant gratification. So in looking for that instant gratification, instead of patience, I'm not going to wait to see what this person is really about. I just know that they show me some interest. They show me a little bit. There was an infatuation that was there. So I threw my whole heart, love, spirit, body into the whole relationship. And 6 months later, find out this person is kind of dirty. This person has no loyalty. The same line she or he told me, told the next person. They lied to me, and then we come up and we get angry and upset, because if we knew the scriptures, you know, the most I say he's a guy, as we just read now, he's a God of what? The power of patience. That he's a God of patience. Hold that, because I want to come back to the word consolation. But hold that and get James chapter 1, start of verse 1. James chapter 1 and verse 1.
A servant of God and of the Lord eternal to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
Right.
My brethren, telling all joy when you fall into diversification, knowing this, that the trying of your faith was with patience. But let patience have her perfect work.
It says, let patience have what?
Her perfect work.
Now, if God is the God of patience, and he's telling, if we have patience, what's going to happen? Things are going to be perfect. Things are going to work out. But as we keep living or dwelling in a society where it's about the instant gratification, what's the James Wentworth commercial? It's my money, I want it now. Give me mine now. Right, give it now. Because that's really the influence that's really pushed heavy, things don't work out perfect. Things always mess up. So now, when things always keep messing up, we come up with cute little sayings like, what's that, Murphy's Law? Right. But now, if we're looking at this scripture right here, these two scriptures we just read, God's the God of patience, and let patience have a perfect work. Because the person is not patient, and then if patience have a perfect work, is this why things don't keep not working out? Is this why the expectation is it's going to fail? Is this why the expectation is nothing's going to work out? So now they put a cute thing, Murphy's Law? Maybe the reason things don't work out for you is because you don't have patience, because you don't really know the scriptures. So your expectation is if any bad's going to happen, it's going to happen. There is going to be no good. It's all messed up. Why do this? Why do that? It's just going to mess up anyway. So if you understood and knew the power of the scripture and the power of the Most High, you know God is the God of what? Patience. And if you be patient, it says let patience have what? Perfect work. If we be patient, it's going to work out. If we're patient, it's going to work out. But we get to that, looking for that instant gratification, we get, what's that, rash, we get hasty. We all, moving 1,000 miles per hour, going nowhere. straight impulses. Yeah, it's a quick reaction. So that in operating this way, maybe this is why things continue not to work out for us. As opposed to if I know the scriptures and the power of the Most High, the scriptures telling me God is the God of what? Patience. What's the other scripture? Read this one again, where we're at.
We're in James, first chapter. And
I want both of those. James, the first chapter, and the one Carlos read. I just want to read that first part. It says what now? The God of patience. I wasn't like that word consolation. But we can even see like if God's a God of patience, how many people really don't like reading? Because it requires what? Patience. I just want to get to the end. Going through reading all these chapters and reading all these books, just get me to the end. Is there a movie? And that's one of the things we started the movie. Tell everybody in the house, we're about to start the movie. Hey, in 20 minutes, we're starting this movie. 20 minutes, have your ass in here, because we're going to start this movie together. Don't come 15 minutes after the movie starts talking about what's happening. Is she going to die? Wait. Maybe if you were here from the very beginning, you might know what and was paying attention.
Right.
These are some of the details you would have got. But you just want to come in and now just try to put it together on your own. And you're going to be wrong.
Right.
And then all you're talking and trying to figure shit out, you're ruining for those of us trying to pay attention to the details. You know what the fuck is going on? Why yeah, well, guess when we get to the There was a lot of money put together. If it was a fucking Lifetime show, there's documentary. You got some actors. They got this CGI. They did some shit to present this. If we sat here and watched it, guess what we'll get? Just to give an example, right?
Yeah.
You can say.
Someone comes in late, you gotta mess that up. Well, can I learn and see what's gonna be the end result of the decision that they hastily made, so I can learn, because that's the reason for the movie in the first place. Is to
and that type of an example, right?
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who have that mentality. But as we're reading, this is why, we're taking a little bit slower today. And we're reading. Let's be patient with what we're reading then. If the first scripture we read says we do err not knowing the scriptures, then let's take some time and make sure we're really getting these scriptures. It's not going to be about we get 1,000 scriptures tonight. So, no. Let's read these scriptures and let's absorb them. So, because we do err not knowing what? We do err not knowing the scriptures. So let's not just get this thing where, because I'm impatient, I just want to read the scripture real fast. And I done missed a whole bunch. I done missed a whole lot. So in Romans 15:5, it tells us what? That God is a God of what? He's a God of patience. But how many people don't let patience have a perfect work, as the Bible reads? And because they don't let patience have a perfect work, that is going to work out. In their anger, to be, in their haste to be angry, their haste to be emotional, have anxiety, have fear, have doubt. You let all these things influence you and push you, then now the last thing you have is patience. So if you don't have any patience, how can things be perfect? How can it work out if you don't have patience? Why is there road rage? Why are you laughing? Yeah? People get shot on the road because the person has what? We all going west. And you dare get in front of me and slow me down? Fuck that. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, go ahead, Carl, go ahead.
People are on the red light.
Well, if it's a moment, you can't. If the left turn is a one way, you can make the left turn on the red. But you almost got shot because somebody was impatient. Because now you got to wait 10 seconds. And doing that, how many times was the cycle of rights gone through where y'all fighting were? Just wait 15 seconds. Can wait 15 seconds and we can be on our way. Or how about the car that y'all both going, and he's got to make sure, like he's behind you, he got to make sure he gets beside you, he races, and y'all both get to mix red light at the same time. So you just did all that speed just to get to a red light. You just stop at the same fucking light. Yeah. You catch every green. And have to wait there, guess what? Me and my 30-mile-per-hour ass gonna do what? Catch right next to you. Right. And we're gonna be there together again. Cause you couldn't wait 10 seconds. Cause you couldn't really. I like the time. Can we Google that? How will we ask that question? How long is a red light, yellow light, and a green light? Let's see if we can ask that question. Say what? That's the longest you're going to sit at the red light. 1.5 to 2 minutes. What did he say? The longest is going to be anyway. And how many of us lose our fucking minds because now we got to wait 2 minutes? How many people get T-boned in the intersection? Because I got to run this light because I'm not going to wait for 2 fucking minutes. Fuck that. Oh, these motherfuckers. Because you didn't have 2 minutes to spare? You really didn't have 2 minutes to spare. Getting to wherever your destination 2 minutes earlier is going to do what? If that. If you save up 2 minutes, because instead of 15, you got there 13. You got there 13 minutes instead of 15 minutes. Wow. Has anybody got a trophy for that shit yet? did the Chapter Police come out and say, you know what? We was monitoring you and saw that, you know what, we know your GPS said you were there at 15, but you got there at 13. Here's a prize.
Without getting into an accident. The insurance company, they took you to account on the driver's
seat. How many people,
it takes too long to put my seatbelt on.
To reach right here, to click, that just takes too long. And how many people have had their asses thrown out of a vehicle and killed, or what have you, because that took too long. That just took too long. Because I'm in a hurry. You gotta say, I'm making moves. I'm doing things. I got people to do and places to see. I gotta go. Really? But if we knew the description and the power of the Most High, God is a God of what? Patience. And if we're patient, he said that patience have what? You read it. In James.
Perfect. Patience from this James chapter 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
It says, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect.
That you might be what?
Perfect and entire.
Right.
Wanting nothing.
If we're patient, if the Most High gonna make sure everything comes through. But how many of us don't be patient and ain't got shit? I'm not patient. I'm rash. I move at 1,000 miles per minute. And I don't have anything. Because the scripture says, read that again, and where we at?
We got our James chapter 1. And,
is everybody reading this?
Starting at 30. Chapter 1, verse 3, starts like this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let the patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. And entire.
What does it mean to be entire?
Whole.
You're complete. You're going to have everything you need. Every possible thing you need is going to be provided if you're what? Patient. But how many of our people keep erring, not knowing these scriptures, or the power of the Most High? I don't understand that God is a God of patience. I have not let that cycle into my brain. I'm not let that resonate into my psyche. So because of that, I'm ruled by influences, and this thing that I'm behind, this thing that I'm trying to catch up, this thing that I'm lacking. Yeah. Because you're not patient. So you don't know the power of the Most High in dealing with patience. You're not perfect. You're not entire. You're going to keep having that feeling that there's something missing. I'm just lacking. I'm missing out on something. I'm not entire. I'm not complete. Again, we're just talking about anything about complete. I know these are old movies. I'm an old nigga. You ever see Tommy McGuire with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
You complete. You ever remember that shit? Y'all might not. Don't worry about it. You have me at hello. The basic rom-com fucking movie. A chick flick. That you're my soulmate. No. You're impatient. You're impatient, so you got with this person, and you don't feel complete. And because you don't feel complete, you've gone from this relationship to this relationship to this relationship to this relationship because you don't feel complete. And it's that instant gratification. But that's not how it works. That is not how it works. If for me and Gabar's grandparents, our grandparents, that they're dead. Y'all's great-grandparents. They had a thing that was called courting. Y'all ever heard of that? Know what it is? What is courting? And added to what you're saying, in courting, as men, we really had to get to know her parents. It wasn't just about getting to know her. We had to get to know her parents, her brothers, her sisters, her cousins, her aunties, her uncles, her grandmother. Everybody had to check us out. And we got a chance to meet them. Did your family have mental illness or something? your cousin seems about tweet. What's going on with that? Your mom had how many husbands? And that's it. Let me hold up. And then again, and the family got the chance to know you. They get to really get a chance to know you and your background. Your parents and her parents got to know each other very well before it was a date. Before it was we going out. You learned as much as you possibly could about this person even before you dated. Now I'm bringing that point up because how many of our grandparents stayed married 50, 70 years? One person that whole time. But the process, it took what? Patience. So what kind of relationships did they have? They lasted.
Everybody gets the opportunity. The reasons why the divorce happens so frequently, so quick. The actual, I don't want to say divorce, they want to get to the ending, the ending, which is the actual sex. They want to get there. That's the focus. No patience. I don't care what you don't like, what your morals are, or anything. I just want to get.
The good thing about the good thing about having that type of patience, where you get to know the whole family gets to know you. If things are going wrong between me and my girl, I ain't gonna talk to her uncles, her brothers, her dad, and get some good advice about what's going. I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand what's going on, and then I can actually go talk and get advice. For somebody who really had our best interest in mind. And they can tell me, nah, because you're doing this wrong. And I can really listen to that, right? Or they can just fill me in and give me advice that now this relationship gets strong. Or somebody would be able to tell her, look, that's a good man. And the way you act with this little attitude, you did the same shit with this little girl, you did this and whatever, you keep this up, that's a good man. You can run him away. You better get your head right. You better start doing this. You better start doing that. That's a good man. There was people that could help keep the relationship strong. But as we've gotten away from that in this impatience, is I got to have it now. So
I can go to Las Vegas.
And get married in an hour. And that's stupid. That's why the divorce rate is crazy as hell right now. That's why there's so many single divorced families, because there was no patience in establishing and putting this together.
Rich is on fire.
Yeah.
Across that shit.
I'm not even going to just get the sex yet. Some people are so desperate because I feel alone, and I'm so desperate, I'll take whatever. I'm not patient at all. So let the person show a little bit of interest. One thing our grandparents never dealt with was a rebound. I ain't talking about basketball. A rebound relationship was I said that, but for us, it was, you became a revenge fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason she got with you is for revenge. She really couldn't stand the shit out of you. She got with the person who was the direct opposite of her boyfriend she just left yesterday. He made her mad for whatever reason, so she got with the exact opposite of what her boyfriend is. Just to piss him off. Then this nigga, being impatient, I'm lacking, I'm desperate. She loves me. I love her. I love her all my life. Nigga, she, you were really a rebound. You was really just, you was temporary. You were there just to make her real man mad. But you got your feelings and emotions all cut into this person. One of the first things that Bonazar, my first teacher, said, before you sex a woman, and this is where the 6 month rule came out for that's Hebrew Israelite. Wait 6 months before you have sex with her. Wait 6 months, get to know her, because that gives you time to see if she's gonna go back to her real man. Then you gotta find out what's really going on. She might tell you, yeah, me and him broke up. But did he break up? Because you have a nigga at your door with a gun. He didn't break up. She tells you all this shit. He was bad. He was this. He was that. So, now, it didn't work. So, we broke up. Does he know y'all broke up? Did he consent to y'all breaking up? That's the other thing to be is we have to dinner somewhere, and this nigga punched me in the back of the head, got his whole boys with him, because he don't think that y'all broke up. And I gotta defend my woman. She was never your woman. You were a rebound from a lack of patience, from a lack of I don't feel entire. I don't feel complete. I've got to have something. As opposed to the scripture we're going over right now, we do err not knowing the scriptures and the power of God. And deal with the power of God. God is a God of what? He's a God of patience. So, and we let patience have a perfect work from James chapter 1 and verse 4, right?
James chapter 1 verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire one to another.
That we might be perfect and entire what?
One to another.
Everything's going to be provided. Everything's going to work out, but because we be so impatient. And one reason why we're impatient is we don't know the Most High. We don't know the power of the Most High. And I want to stress the word Most High. We don't understand the how does he work? We know in this world rage works for a little bit. It's temporary. We know lust works temporary. We know temporary. But now, what we don't know is, what happens if I just be patient? What happens if I be patient? What's the power of being patient? Which is the exact opposite of what this world promotes. I'll be perfect. I'll be entire, and I'll have everything I need. But we can look and see where people are patient. They stay in this state, this mental state of, I'm lacking. I'm behind. I'm missing out on something, so I got to be hasty. I got to be just constant motion, as opposed to let me be patient. Let the Most High prove that He works. Let me try patience. Go to
nobody's perfect.
You're right.
Change that word, take perfect out of there and say nobody's patient.
I like that. I like that. The reason you're not perfect is because you ain't patient.
Right.
If you was patient, you'd be perfect. Let's go to Luke 21:19.
Chapter 21,
in verse 19. And it says, in your patience, possess you your soul.
What's this telling us? Again, it's open for, I'm trying to have a dialogue, not just a class, where I'm trying to get a dialogue going. What is this telling us now?
One quite self-definition of patience. That's where your soul keeps your soul. But I'm not going to say your soul is meant for literally speaking of your soul, but at the same time, I don't want to put anything that has to do with your soul.
Keep going with it.
In your souls, I mean, your soul is like your power source. So your power is strengthened by your patience. When you possess something, that means you have power over it. It's your possession. It's in your power. So, like you were saying, your morals, your decision making, the power of your decision making is based on how good it's going to be. It's going to be measured by your patience.
Hold on, this scripture we put on. Let's get Proverbs 25:28. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Luke just told us what? Right, you possess your soul. You control and rule over your spirit if you have what?
Patience.
Now, let's read Proverbs 25:28. Chapter 25, verse 28.
No rule over your spirit is like a city that is broken down without
a wall. What's a city that's broken down without a wall? The walls represent what?
Depression.
So that's why the wall, yeah, the huge-ass walls are sort of around the city, right? But now, if you have no rule over your own spirit, you're like that city that has no defense. Anybody now can get you. Anybody can rule over you because you don't have what? So what is the protection there? You have patience. So now anything can control you. All somebody can do is get you angry, mad, upset, frustrated, happy, disappointed, and they rule you. They control you. They did something to make you mad, they control you. They did something to make you happy, they control you. They did something to make you whatever, they control you. You're not patient. You have no control, and you're thinking that the more rage you get, the more mad you get, the more angry you get, that the more timid you throw, that you're in control. No, they control you. For working security. What nigga would you rather have to deal with? The nigga that's just wilding out, going ape shit, or the one that's sitting there composed like a motherfucker? I gave it away the way I described it. For working security, that nigga that's going wild ape shit, you'd rather deal with him. That nigga's easy to control. He's the wild ass haymakers, yelling, screaming, whatever. You can put that nigga to sleep quick. You can catch him in an armbar, whatever. Am I lying? But that one that's sitting back quiet looking at you, checking out the whole scene, that's the nigga you'd be afraid of. He's composed. He's thinking about exactly how he's going to take you down, take you out. He's doing Sherlock Holmes. He's already broke you down. He got weak knees. He got, I think he can't breathe already. Whatever. So, he's already off balance. So, I'm already analyzed. I got a printout, a readout. I'm fucking Tony Stark in the fucking Iron Man suit. Friday the gave me every weakness about this motherfucker. I already know. Yeah, exactly. It's already here. But that motherfucker who's just wilding out, just mad, angry, just going off, you're too easy to control. You see that how women know they men. I got to just piss you off. Let me just piss you off, I'll control you. Because now all I got to do is come back and make you happy, and you'll forget all the reasons why you pissed off. Then you'll come and we're going to have some great sex. And I'm going to try and break you off something. I'm going to try to let you, don't you ever, who you love, would you do this shit again? No. Are you sure? And they got the good loving. And you know what? They just went for next time to piss you off, stroke your ego, they get the good loving again. They know how to control you. Young black man, why? Just for you to go off. Exactly. They want you to act apeshit. You know who the fuck I am? Yeah, I do. You a nigga. You a nigga who don't know the power of the Most High. You think it's all about your muscles and how many niggas you done knocked out or shot or do or whatever. I want you to rage. So I can put you in this chokehold or stick your ass in this cattle prod,
right.
or put this mace up in your shit and fuck you up or shoot you because you have no rule over your spirit. You have no control. So because you have no rule over your spirit, no control, I can control you. I can just make you mad. I already know what you. I know how you're going to act. I know what you're going to do because you are weak. You really are mentally weak because you are not patient. I don't care if you can bench press 800 pounds. You're mentally weak. You are mentally weak because all I got to do is tap the right emotion. I can control you because you lack patience. So when the scripture is telling us, and it goes the opposite way also with the female or at a job. They know if they piss you off, you're going to act up. So now they can do what? Fire you. Now you're gone. You're not doing those things that please the Most High. Now you're letting these other forces control you. And now these other forces control you, they control you. So now the Most High ain't going to protect you, won't protect you, because he said be what? Patient. You came back and like, no, fuck that. If I don't do this and act like this way or do this or whatever, or this can happen, that can happen, it can get out, you know, all that shit build up. Forget, let patience have her perfect work so that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The Most High has been abandoned. The Most High has been rejected. Now you are being ruled. It's not about you having dominion. It's not about you're in control. It's about you thinking that the more angry or frustrated or whatever that you're going to express is going to get things your way. And that's not how the Most High wants things done. But we do err not knowing what. And because we don't know scripture, we don't know what. We don't know the power of the Most High. So now, finishing Proverbs 25, 28, 25, 28. Yeah. Proverbs 7, 25 or 28.
He that hath no rule over his own spirit, like a city that is broken down by walls.
So you have no patience? You really have no defense. Anybody. All you got to do is study for a little bit of time. All you can do is get mad, angry, upset, laughing, whatever. Got it. I can distract him easy. He wants to get this done. Let me do this, that, or whatever. I'll get his mind all the way over here. I can control him. I got to rule over him because he has no patience. He's impulsive. He's ruled by his emotions. I can control him as opposed to him being in control of himself. That's one thing I do like about your dad. Your dad don't let nobody push him. By the way, I say this all the time. If you've got some real shit going on, you don't want nobody on your side better than Butterblock. Butterblock is bored. Butterblock is fucking bored. There's got to be chaos going all around him to get the best out of Butterblock. To get Butterblock? The landlord's been knocking at the front door. Motherfuckers trying to break through the back door. The electrician is about to cut the power off. It's got to be all this type of shit going on. You get the best out of Butterfly. Like, tell him this, do this, get this together. That's where you'll get the fucking best. Because he ain't going to fucking move. And the rest was like, if he just would have, we should have. And we're going to do motherfucking changes. If it's too slow, Butterfly, he's in the fucking Spurs. Yeah, to be on the phone with Butterfly, he's like, y'all. You hear, Nakamura, Nuki, Nayawa. Everybody gets called like, Nick, I'm trying to talk to you about. And he'll be talking. Then you hear the TV. And he just stops talking. I was talking with Shem during those times. And he does that. He gets caught up in the way we got caught into. I just say some dumb shit. So, yeah, so the zebra was like, the zebra started fucking his eight, and then I was like, damn, it kind of fucked up. And so, and then he'll come back and be like, yeah, man, ooh, we. Oh, man, ooh. Yeah, Con. I mean, yeah, Con, brother. No, for real. I was listening. Yeah, you were. It's too slow. I do that with him all the time. Why you said that? Every time something about a bar, like, how you always wind up at the fast food every time? Yeah, can I be at number four with a guacamole? God damn. Yeah, his mind works best under pressure. That's when you'll get the best out of Bonaparte, because he don't let shit move it. Can we pay the bills on time? But it's been a year since we paid the chili bill. Now he wants to go to court. Okay, when's court? All right. Then he went to court in front of the judge, in front of whoever. Come up with a wild ass story? Yeah, we got another year. He don't let shit move him. That's one of the main things I love about Bonaparte. He don't let shit fucking move him. He stays in control. He's perfect at that. Let's get Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22, or 32. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.
Proverbs 16, verse 32.
Everybody got it? Didn't TV get a little bit more light? We got to get some light bulb.
There's a light bulb in there.
Look at some more.
Get a weapon, get a stick. go the fuck nuts. Be impatient. What did Esau do? How did Jacob get over Esau? Who was that? Had a lack of patience.
Esau.
Had a lack of patience.
Hey,
you know,
I'm
going to
die.
He's like,
okay, I'm sure you're
going to
do this.
You didn't
even ask
for it, but he offered it. No, he's just done. I'll give you some. Give you a
oh.
Why was he able to kick his way through that?
Because
Jacob was patient.
Right.
That's not bad. I'll give you some food. Give me a book, right?
Yeah, you
I want a motherfucking die, nigga.
You
know,
happy.
He hit all the ammonia and everything going around and like, oh my God, come on, here.
Don't you have a wife you can ask? What's wrong with you?
Jacob was thinking, how can I, okay, if I stay patient, this is, I see how riled up he is. I see what, how emotional he is. How can I control the situation? Because I'm patient. I'm not letting the environment move me. How can I move the environment?
It's all supposed to take charge. It's supposed to walk in the room. I'm going to talk. How it's going to be. How it's going to be. If I'm supposed to talk. You know what you're going to do. You don't care for it. You don't have your car job. Well, can I say fine, let's explain how they want me to do something? And then I was like, I thought, yes, it is. That was the thing about it. I love the car. If I walk back in the house,
but then how many times do we let them control us? How many times do we go up to a stop? And it's already in my mind, is we fucked up, is it going to work? They're going to say this, they're going to do this, and it's going to just be all fucked up. and now it's arguing back and forth, and then I'm saying in my mind, what? I knew she was going to happen. I fucking already fucking knew it. I knew it was going to be this fucking bullshit. This fucking Billy or fucking whatever the fuck with this fucking, this nigga got in front of me the fucking light. I had to wait 2 goddamn minutes for the motherfucking light. And got let all this shit build the fuck up. And now you're not in control. You're being controlled. It's ruling you as opposed to you ruling you. As opposed to you being in control of you. That is not what the Most High wants for us, but we keep making mistakes and errors because we don't know what. We don't know patience. And the reason we don't know patience is because we don't know the scriptures and where the power of the Most High is at. This is what the Most High is trying to give us. Just give Hosea 4 and 6. I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes 7 and 9 in the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9. Everybody got it?
Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry.
What's the scripture telling us again? Don't be quick to get angry. Don't be quick to get angry. Don't be quick to lose it. Don't be quick to be impatient. Why?
Anger rests.
Because anger rests. What does it mean to rest? It's going to stay with you.
It marinates.
Remember when Thor put the hammer on Thanos' chest? Can't get up. You get this weight. You can't do shit. Just try to get more mad, try to get more angry, try to get this shit up off of you, and you can't figure out why I can't get this weight off of me. Why I can't get past these feelings? Because you're letting yourself get angry. How many times do we hear from somebody saying, will you just calm down? Relax.
hold up. You're getting too worked up. You let this shit get you too much. You need to calm down. Take a breath. Hold up. Stop. Calm down. And the more we keep hearing that, the more hasty we get. The more impatient we get. How's that? And how is that? What's the success rate with that like that?
Zero, because it feels like it has affected. Like you're saying calm down, but it's like you're...
But you don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't see what the fuck is going on.
You're not feeling... You're not feeling the same emotion.
Right.
That I'm going, you know, because I'm about to...
That's what your mama ain't. What the fuck my mom gonna do with you breaking the car? Where the fuck did that come from? You just say it's any other type of crazy ass shit, bitch. I'll fucking choke the shit out of your fucking ass. Now we ain't getting no solutions. And this guy, everybody gets mad as fuck. As opposed to, hold up, let me just call the fuck, hold up. Okay. You brought my mama up because you want me to get mad so that now we get off the subject, or get off the point of what the fuck we really dealing with. That's some really emotional shit. Let me calm the fuck down. I'm not even going to pay attention to what you said because that's not going to give a solution to the problem at hand. Let me not be hasty to be impatient, to get angry, to lose my fucking mind. I've got to calm the fuck down. I got to think this through. I got to get in control of me. I can't let the environment control me. I have to control me. So again, the scripture says what? Yeah, 79.
79.
Mm-hmm. Don't be hasty in your spirit to be angry. Go ahead. Because whatever your decision you make is going to be what?
Foolish.
It's going to be the wrong decision.
Calm down. Tell me to calm down. I got to handle this. So handle it. And it's wrong. I will regret.
Time.
They're calm. They're calm. They can see the solution.
You know what they call it? Somebody with some being objective. You're right. I'm not right in there with you. I could be. I'm outside of it looking in, where I can see. Hold up. If you just make this move right here, it's gonna be okay. You don't get it. You don't fucking care. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're a machine.
Yeah, you're the machine. You get no more. No. I'm trying to get a solution to the problem, and I'm not using my emotion to make the wrong decision. I'm in control of me. Right.
To go off your anger, rather than try. Yeah. Oh no. Calm down from this. Do not do that shit.
Time.
And like, what are you talking about? You don't fucking understand what's going on. If this is your girl, you better stand and be like, oh.
Anybody else would do this?
You don't fucking get it, dude.
Anybody else in the world would do the same shit. So why are you getting on me about what everybody else would do? Because one, God ain't the God of everybody else. God has not revealed his secrets to everybody else. God has not told you how to use him so that you're different from everybody else. The Most High is showing you his way of doing it. He's the Most High. His way of doing it, it works. But we do err what? I don't know the scriptures. My first impulse, first thought is not to use the scripture. My first impulse of thought is whatever the impulse of thought might be.
That
or all of pain. You think of something that's her, you're
cut.
And instead of, she might have a legitimate issue that you need to take care of, calm, and you're tripping. You're on a head trip because you don't understand. You don't have the understanding of what her problem is. And use the scripture for once. You might not make as many errors.
Okay.
That's where our margin of error gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Because, you know, in the beginning, it's always there's nothing you can do wrong in the beginning for some reason. And all that happens as a potentially bad relationship goes on, it's the margin of error shrinks. And that's why, you know, you used to laugh about everything. And, you know, that was funny, you know, when I did that, you know. But now, that was in the beginning. So you're given that margin.
Yeah.
You know, why not start? If you're given that much of a, you know, a margin of error, why not be perfect from beginning to the end? And I just got thinking about, you know, how relationships really come to an end, or I'm not gonna say not fixable, but they get to the point where there's no more patience.
Started out doing so softly, I changed things up. Now she knows she's with her brother. Of course, that we can't take it back. The patient, what's called, show her the review. The patient, that time, where they saw her. So I went to the dialogue. She gave me a little impression.
I say jump, you say how high.
That's what's called. So I put a tight posture. Whenever you want to date, we'll just listen next to you. Tell them to take it to your house. When you go and see their food, you know what they're doing. However, she picked herself up, made herself look eight, don't. So that's not good. So she's trying to change the message. She dances at the time.
Right.
Oil on, grease on my hair. I don't normally go to fancy restaurants. I can show. This is the type of guy I am. And I balance what she expects. Even though the funny thing is, you know, saw her room, saw she's trashy at home.
Okay.
So,
with two kids. Mm-hmm. Irresponsible.
But it was a second problem, just anger.
So when the scripture says, agree to answer, like your dad told you about Brent or whoever, agree to answer quickly. They come with a lot of pressure. They come with a lot of heat. Just do what?
I was today, he was supposed to be charged with beef education because he can't reach that.
But your dad told you a scripture to use. Just agree with your answer quickly. So even when he calls then, the power of the Most High would be to do what then? As opposed to what? But what was it looking for you to do? React.
Yeah.
For you to go off in your emotions, so that now
I got angry.
Something is against you, and shut the whole thing down then. Because now that the Most High is not being pleased, it's not about what the Most High wants. Brent is getting me emotional. So since Brent's getting me emotional, Brent rules my spirit. The Most High will rule my spirit. Brent does. So he's coming with this pressure, getting me emotional, getting me foolish, getting me angry. He rules me now. As opposed to, let me do what the scripture says. Agree with that, I said quickly. Cool. Let me agree with you. Wow, Brent. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, you're right. Let me see what I can do. Cool. Done. As opposed to, man, Brett's calling, this person's calling, this is happening, but the Shire's calling, whatever. If my rib reaches out to you, fool, it might happen. Are you on the shower? No? How the fuck did you get my number? Just to get what going? Emotion.
Yeah.
Pressure. Impatience. Keep it cool. Auntie, I'm not around myself, but you know what, so Latina, I'm going to give you a call. It sounds like it's pretty urgent. You're right. It's an emergency. All right, cool. As soon as I've seen it, I'll let her know. All right, Auntie. God bless. Love you. Shalom. Whatever. Cool. You go to, get back on the next one. You don't let anything get you riled. In our patience, possess we our what? We possess our soul. The more we stay, the more calm we stay. But when we let these forces control us, the scripture says, he that has no rule in his spirit is like a what? A city with no walls. That means anybody can come in and take whatever they want to take from you. They can do whatever they want to, hell, they can, whatever they want to do to you. Because we lack patience. Because we're letting all this shit get to us. As opposed to, what does the Most High say? If he's the Most High, then let me do it his way. Let me use his power. It works. One of the trucks, right? By doing things the way Barabbas says do things, does it not work? Why? Well, he believes in the authorities begin by the Most High. He's patient. He'll say, man, just tell him this. Just say this. Just do this. Or he'll say, okay, man, they want us to put this in the backyard. Then put the motherfucker in the backyard and go. Why are you letting this shit take you there? You're not being in control of yourself. You're letting all this stuff move you. Last scripture, that we be henceforth no more children, tossed to and fro. Ephesians 4:14. Yeah, and this will be the last one. He's already 9:05.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine.
However somebody else is feeling, gets us carried away. Who acts like that? If there's a toddler, right? Sometimes you might try to say, you just sit down and talk things up, and you're like, ah. You know damn well you ain't about to get up, but you just said, ah. What's the child going to do? The child run the hell out of you. But you say, I'm going to get you. The child just takes off running. You don't hear me? As opposed to thinking, okay, so if you give me, what you going to do? But a child just can't. The example we always use, why is a child's room, so you buy rooms, right? Why does a child's room stay fucked up? Nope. Get bored with it. Get bored with that. And by the end of the day, the room's a fucking mess. They're children. So instead of putting things back away like an adult, my mind gets distracted. I let everything influence me. I let everything take my mind everywhere. As opposed to, the scripture says when I was a child, I thought I was a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I'm not letting things control or take away my patience. If you're letting something take away your patience, you're acting like you're what? You know, like a child. That's how our child acts, right? An adult is supposed to be in control of themselves. An adult is supposed to stay in control. I'm not influenced by my environment. I'm solid. I'm not tossed to and fro. Wait, well, what about this? How about this? This can happen. That's how women think also. That's not how a man's supposed to think. A man's supposed to be, hold up, let me sit patient and let the patient have a perfect word. This is going to work out. If we do this, we do that. But keep calm, I can be able to come up with a solution to the problem as opposed to come up with more problems to the problem. Come up with more things about why it's not going to work as opposed to as a man, hold up. All we got to do is this right here and it's going to work. All we got to do is this right here and it's going to work. With that child or that woman, I'm going to come up with more reasons why it's not going to work. Because I'm not in control of myself. I'm impatient right now. I'm not controlling my spirit. I'm letting everything else control my spirit. That's childish. And the Most High wants us to be men. And the way we become men, let me stay patient. Let me stay in control of my spirit. So let's finish the scripture and go, that's going to be it. Henceforth,
even our more children taught us to the world, hearing about with every way of doctrine by the sleight of men.
By the sleight of men, man.
And cunning practice, whereby they lied in ways to deceive.
Yeah, now I'm getting caught up on how men are acting, the environment is acting, to get me caught up. As opposed to let me stay solid, let me stay cool, let me keep my head clear, and let patience have her perfect work. That's supposed to get more riled up, more happy. This bitch is blowing, she said she ain't never seen no muscle like this. I couldn't walk the next day. What do you mean you couldn't walk the next day? Bitch, you had three kids. Your smallest one was 10 pounds, 18 inches. And now, I got to say, you can't walk the fuck out of here. Yeah. Oh, stop. You're too big. You gave birth to a fucking watermelon, but now all of a sudden my shit's too big. The fuck out of here. But you blew my head. Yeah. But now you blew my head up. I'm the motherfucker. I'm the shit. Hey. Can't nobody fuck my woman like I do. She said my dick's the biggest she ever seen in her goddamn life. I'm the shit. We're touching. So saying that's power. You no, nigga. She blew your head. We watched porn. Them niggas be tearing some ass up. And they got the drugs to do it, but nope, I'm the motherfucker. I'm doing some shit. No, you ain't. You really ain't. She done got your head blown. And now you ready to go do whatever. Whatever she says, you ready to give into it. She's controlling you. You don't have dominion. She does. Most I don't want us in that situation. He gave us dominion. As long as we listen to him and do it his way, guess what we have? But when we don't do it his way, we give dominion to everything else around us. They rule us. They control us. That's where they're throwing us in jail, giving us divorces, doing whatever, firing us, doing whatever, because they're in control. Because they are controlling. It's not because I got more mad, that's why I'm in control of the situation. We control the situation by the more patient we stay, the more clear-headed we stay. That's how we get dominion. That's how we let patients have a perfect work. We good for tonight? Kind of clear, got some focus, got some direction.
The first issue,
which was Matthew 22:29. Yes. Yeah, check your notebook when you wrote it down.
Yeah. Not too formal, but you know, notes.
Wow, now that Brandon Noble is up by this. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
we've been sharing videos about Mike Tyson. That's what it's about. And some of Mike Tyson, not a lot of them, but the ones that people was hitting back, you saw what he just stayed patient. Mike had a steel jaw, except for Buster Douglas, obviously, but Mike would he cover up like this? Throwing. I didn't realize how much taller a lot of the niggas was over him. Yeah. And they would be going, and Mike had his movements, and catch a couple uppercuts, a couple rights, but Mike would just stay patient. And did he see his opening? Left hook.
Pow!
But with Mike though, Muhammad did do that, and he invented that at that fight. But with Mike, I mean, they're throwing blows in the middle of the ring at him. He just stay patient, and then he see his opening. Pow!
And his blows landing caused them to lose their patience because they freak out. They're like, oh, bang, oh, shit. Wait, I got to start. I got to hit him with something as hard as he just hit me with.
They're open their fist up, and they swing all here. Out here, you got all the inside open. And Mike just tear your ass up with that double. Boom. God damn, that was nasty. That hook to the body, that uppercut. Cool. Vicious. That shit was fucking vicious. But he'd hit the opponent, and the opponent would get more wild. And they would get to swinging a little bit more crazy because they was panicking.
Yeah, get him off the
guy. Yeah. And Mike would do that Jason Voorhees walk up on you. Yeah. Instead of just walking straight towards you. And every announcer said that. Mike's about to get him. Panicking. Scared. Impatient. Mike stayed. When Mike lost, he got impatient. When Buster Douglas got him, he got it. One, he didn't train.
Yeah.
And two, when Buster finally got his ass with that uppercut, Mike wasn't ready for that shit. Mike was. And then when Holyfield.
Holyfield was so bad and being patient.
Kind.
But he came in with pretty much the same weight. You know, he tried to pressure him, but Holyfield was a seasoned.
Right.
You know, so okay, I know you're gonna get it. It's about me sticking you every time you come in. You might hit me, but I'm gonna stick you with a couple of these jabs and throw you off a little bit, and I'm gonna take you off. I'm gonna make you impatient.
So you bite the nigga's ear?
Yeah. To where he even said in the undisputed truth, where he talks about what caused him to bite his ear, he was like, I couldn't handle it. He was whooping my ass.
Right.
And I didn't have the patience to try to figure out how to get to him. So the hasty decision I made was to bite him. It's like in a fight. That's usually what happens when you see a fight on TV. Or you're watching a live action fight, and the dude's like, you know, I'm gonna grab your shit because you're choking me. I'm about to die. I gotta do something.
Right.
Something.
Right.
Hey,
yeah. On you. Yeah. He's effective. It's just something by your mouth.
Yeah.
Fight. And some people, you can tell they really have lost it. They don't even use a fist anymore. They're trying to claw at you. Like,
yeah, you know, it's yeah, it's the biting. That's how you know, sir, there's a there's a bite mark on your cheekbone. Are you sure? You're both going to jail. You know.
You're throwing hangers, so you're hoping one of them lands.
Yeah.
In your anger and your impatience and your emotions, you're hoping one of these damn things lands. And when you're in that wild state, you make it that much easier when you take it apart. But just like the scripture said, if you have no rule of your spirit, you're like a city without walls. You have no protection. You have nothing but wishes. I hope this one lands. Maybe this one. I'm trying to kick. I'm trying to headbutt. I gotta try something because ain't shit working.
Pray around me. Shit. You think no one thinks about that?
But I'm panicking. So let's make sure we start working on learning the scriptures, applying the scriptures, so that we start understanding that in the greatest, it really does work. If we're not studying, so that as we get in situations, there's no way we're going to know the power of the Most High. It's not going to happen. Have you ever seen that video where the Israelites get stopped by the cops? In a car? It's a man with, and they're in the car, and the cops are, it's from the cop cam in the cop car, right? And they're saying, get out the car. Instead of agreeing with Ashley quickly, doing all that type of stuff, they have words. Cop took the billy club, smashed the window. You hear her screaming. She's screaming Hebrew.
Yeah.
As the cop is broke the window, pulling her husband out the fucking car. That ain't the power of the Most High to call. The power of the Most High was agreeing to answer it quickly before it got there. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Michael and Lucifer, I guess. Yeah. Sort of afraid of that, because the Most High power
already instructed me on the right thing to do. So that your power, your no matter, you can have two AKs. It don't matter. You have two AKs in a fucking tank. It doesn't fucking matter. You're not greater than the Most High. The Most High said, agree with your adversary quickly while you're in the way with him. It don't matter who my adversary is. If I apply what Christ said, that's the power of the Most High. Yeah, I know punk. I know big. Wow. I got good by the community. Again, he's not Israelite. He's Israelite. Apply the scripture. It doesn't matter what country or wherever the hell you at. The Most High is the Most High everywhere.
Protection.
That's that city that now has protection.
I mean, to keep you out of the hand of police.
God. Or even they arrest you. It's not going to be with extra lumps.
Yeah.
How many lumps would you like? One, two, three. Come on, that. We don't have to be afraid of that shit. We don't have to be afraid of the situation. We work for the Most High has given us his secrets. He's giving us his way, the truly highest power, how to serve him. That's what he's given us. There is nothing more higher than him. People think because I use the Constitution, well, according to statute 501c3, whatever, no, I don't have to roll the window down all the way. Okay, so if there is no window, what's the way you can roll it down? She is. You'll be in some American jail waiting to get deported with lumps in your fucking head. As opposed to the Most High power. Said do it this way.
It's always, if you notice, it's always in a situation where someone who is supposed to be weaker than you, who looks up to you, is seeing the example. That's where the test always comes. You know, are you going to have to deal with your woman saying, oh, bitched up to that dude, or you bitched up to that security guard.
Yeah,
you got nothing but, you know, scary ass. If you're going to let that's
our scary ass is still going to dinner, ain't we?
Yeah, we still going to eat.
Right. I still got my teeth to enjoy this hamburger.
What are you gonna do as he's handcuffing my ass, carrying me in the hog?
In the hog tie. Right.
In the hog tie. You know,
it won't get to that point. Right.
Guy's not really saying much. He's arguing too with the woman who's gone by. He's kind of bugging about her. His ass is the one. He's the one who didn't try to take it out. As soon as they start dragging on him, he shuts up. So you realize he's like, oh, fuck up.
God.
I fucked up listening to this. Because she gets dragged out right with him afterwards.
As opposed to, in a situation like that.
Just hold her, shut up.
Agree with your adversary quickly.
But I need to find that patient.
I'm always glad niggas act the way they do. So the more I apply the scriptures, I know I'm safe. Because if cops is looking for niggas,
yeah,
they got their hand on their gun, they wait, is this the one?
Wait a minute.
Is this the one?
I want you to say like you've
been
doing something like that.
I've been doing coke in the car.
Yeah.
you get finished with MMA training or whatever. I need to fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
Not me. Let them keep acting wild.
So
by the time I come back and I'm agreeing with absolute with me, he's shocked like, oh shit. Nah, just a warning. Get that fixed. You're not what I'm after. I ain't gonna get no praise at the precinct for your docile act.
And you know, teach you live or you die. Or your children an evil lesson against yourself. If you stick to that scripture, they might say, oh, well, you know, but
What's that movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I want to see that.
Do this, and do that. Gets his motion, gets pissed off, and then he does fuck somebody up. Now he's got this full criminalization on him. He's got his emotion. Before he was patient, he was like, you know what, let's not do this. Let the dude walk out. There was a little bit took. And his whole neighborhood, family, everybody, you should have been mad. I'm not having a fun, like, you had a Baptist, like, why aren't you why don't you defend your family? It was like, oh, this is my,
what does the scripture tell you to do? The scripture says that if you get robbed, you give them everything. Here.
So what's called, he gets his emotion. So he's I've seen some trailer. See the trailer of this girl getting robbed. Family's in danger, all this shit just fits, but keep it cool.
That's patient. I don't know what you're talking with. You want to call your dad? Just see if you know the schedule yet.
Yes, sir.
I heard a female voice.
Yeah,
he's gone. What? He's gone. Now there's a female voice upstairs. She might have.
What's wrong with some shit?
You didn't face have a proper word.
I'm not back, correct? It's all a test.
You thought you used to be slacking in your chest when you see me.
That's what I'm like. Hey, Sean, do you know how to get around tomorrow?
No.
The big truck's already at Costco. And it's already been unloaded, right? No, I'm sorry. Mods come in. He's got a big truck. But he had LMH.
Yeah,
so if he got any returns, the big truck will be at LMH.
All the trucks are not Costco. We uploaded the instances, right?
Yeah.
So either we'll take the instances to Costco, then load it up with John, or we'll take the Hino. I'll take the Hino to Costco. I'll also the Hino's now, because I do have a few returns. Take the Hino to Costco. chocolate and get it gone. And the big truck can be on elements or the other, whatever sponsor doesn't go. Yeah. But that cost the world, I'm just going to go. I didn't want to take away from the class. I'm sorry. But I had a long talk with, I long talked with Billy and Brent today about nothing bad.
Same thing.
And I'm trying to, like, be in front of them. I'm trying to argue with them. Like, okay, that's fine, but just be careful. Drill. He puts the screen on upside down, and he drills it. That motherfucker is just, like, it's fucking in there. You're not going to undrill it like that either. This dude, he drilled it up, and he stripped the bolt. So I ended up saving one screw because I didn't let him touch it, and I took the island, I took the pliers, and I chipped it, and I loosened it up. I'm like, fuck yeah, that's good. This man tried, like, 40 different fucking bits, little bits, to fit into the hole, and just, like, every bit, he's fucking trying to drill it, stripping it more and more and more. And when I'm like, I'm trying to put the thing in to go, he's like, well, hey, cuz, we tried it. Hey, cuz, I tried it. Hey, cuz, I tried to fit. Cuz, wait, hold on, cuz, try to fit real quick. I'm like, Dave, you stripped it. It's fucking stripped. So literally, I was like, the feet stop. It's stripped. No, there's a bit that's not going to fit. It's a bit, you strip it to a perfect circle. I think it's fucked. Screw it now. So we're going to pull it off this way. He's just like, he's like, fuck. Even bringing it in, fucking bumps her glasses. But she has to see it, but maybe let's make gross to see it. But I thought I looked at it and I tried to look off the seat, but I'm like, he won't. You're not listening, he's trying to move. Like on Costco, you can just move. But yeah, fine. But elevation, like, we have a certain system. We do it the way that we do it, it goes fast. All the dudes going in, like, you know, just, and he is, I can tell on Costco is something to elevate. But that's the problem too, is I was thinking that same thing today, but all of my, they're starting to crack down on our eyes because they realize that we're finishing early, like, especially off of the rock, they're getting more accurate for LMAs.
Okay.
So today, all of my time window was 9-12. I should have been done it 12. This month, I go to pick them up, right? We run into a problem. Whenever his phone hits 25%, he doesn't receive texts or calls. It's weird. Something wrong with his phone. But if it's dead, if we're calling him, not picking up, it's the phone is dead. So I'm going to go knock on his door and shit and file him. He was ready to say. But this nigga was ready. He was talking about that. He didn't know how it was coming. He was going to wait like 20 more minutes. He was going to go to the bar. I'm like, I was like, man, if you're waiting for me and I'm waiting for you, if I can't get a hold of you when I'm calling you, why is it the first spot? Call me. Give me a call, man. Just give me a call. If obviously, and I'm telling you, obviously now we know that your phone doesn't receive calls when it's dead, but you can make calls out. Next time you do this, you know your phone is dying, you start to get, call the brother and let him know that, hey, I'm outside. You know, just come outside and look. Because it was like 10 o'clock by the time we got to the one
time
call. I had to still drive 30 minutes back to the hospital warehouse, drop off my paperwork. And then I get into a conversation with Billy. When I get talking to Billy, he's in a conversation with the damn executive person apologizing. But also, I guess, running and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm not, whatever. Like, he's just being off light. He's offering to carry shit aside for her and everything. He's just being, you know, real. He's just talking to her. That's out of care. But then we get to, then he's complaining, oh, cuz, man, I'm so hungry, man. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm about to, I need to actually get some beef to start. I'll try to tell him, you know what, man? What we'll do is, let's go to Santa Fe. We're already an hour behind, I guess an hour over. If we don't go to Santa Fe now, we're going to be late. And he's like, okay, because I didn't talk about it. So then I'm like, yeah, once we get up there, I'll just really talk about it online. And he was like, well, we did also talk about it here, like $3 a pocket. I was like, where's it at? He's just like, it's like right here. Off of the phone, about an hour. So we drive, and it wasn't even there. I had to drive fucking down to Sale. Then I had to go up to Academy. Then I had to fucking wait to talk about it. The motherfucker didn't even open. And, like, it was like 30 minutes to get open. And we sat there for a little bit. And he was like, oh, yeah, we can't make the taco not to be opened up. And then now we have to fucking drive back to the taco warehouse, drop my shit off, and then get into a conversation with Billy. Then we got to drive over to fucking Maverick because he's still fucking hungry and he wants a damn burrito. So we get him the damn burrito and everything. We wait a good, like, another 20 minutes and I gotta drive all the way to Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Be late for all of my, every single one of my. And then after that, we're so late, we run into a school, the Pulaski Valley High School. We run into that high school and they're all types of fucking up my day. really want me to drop this shit off at. In the first place I was going to, where they wanted me to drop it off at, this lady comes out and she's like, no, you have to go to the district fucking office. I was like, oh, okay, man, what's the problem? I go to the district office, they tell me I gotta go to a warehouse. So the warehouse is up to school. So I go to school, nobody's in a warehouse. Came to a warehouse. So I go back down to the school, they tell me Robert Gates tells me that I leave it at the car shack. There's some lady calls back to the car shack. Then I go leave it at the car shack. They say I can't leave it at the car shack. So they make me turn all the way the fuck around. All this dude up to the very first stop that I was, he told me I didn't go. And he's like, no, yeah, you were supposed to come here first. I was already the punches. Jesus Christ. But then we wait over there, like, oh, get the damn thing off, deliver it, and then we're good. Like, you're first for out, for out. He's a good dude to work with.
Can you zone?
I can zone.
If you can zone, I'd like to take the account. Even better. Show us how you finish.
He's looking for you to be in charge to try to top that. So he has a Not here, but not the first one. We can go with the rest of our group. he's just trying to separate it. I just kind of think
that he's just trying to be
I don't know if I was on the bottom of the river, if you did that or what happened, but that was
and every other day, that was getting done, but I can step outside and maybe ask furniture and all this stuff. That's fine, but this bike really takes you 3 seconds to install it. I see you do it in 15. I see Calvin do it in less than 20 minutes. Like, this is, why are y'all not going to miss off? And make that sound like some how they want to play with on. They were thankful for it. I think that's a big thing yesterday to me. But I'm we're going to do is we're just going to do a lot of pictures and shit, especially if you can't go. And a lot of, I guess, new things and press and shit.
So, yeah, my question is, how can I help more?
We're just going to give you, we're going to get to the goal of, if I got to get to the relevant, I just want you to run everything there. And I feel like you don't got to talk to Brett. If there's a problem or anything like that, I'm not over there. I'm not very funky. I don't want anyone to really talk to Brett about it. That's why I like Art, is he does that thing where he goes to people and tries to talk to you. I don't think it's a bad thing. Talk to him. He's trying to talk to you.
Yeah, being social with him, yeah.
When he's trying to do this, ask all these questions. Where are you guys doing this? And why do we do that? And it's like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. Oh, so much. I'm not going to do that. 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 I'm not going to